Blog Talk Radio.
Your host tonight is the eating disorder pro, Dr. J. Renee Norton. She comes to you live from Cincinnati, Ohio, home of the Bengals, the Reds, and of course, the Norton Center for Eating Disorders. If you or a loved one is struggling with obesity, anorexia, bulimia, emotional eating, or if you're just worried about food pollution, then you'll want to unhook and tune in.
Good evening and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is the Eating Disorder Pro Show, and I'm Dr. J. Renee Norton. I am the Eating Disorder Pro. Tonight, we are going to continue with our series of shows about the sun. And I've had a lot of questions, and again, thank you for getting in touch with us and letting us know what you need to hear more about. But we got a lot of questions about the sun and how you get it and what the myths are. All of these things are, of course, going to be covered in my book, which is coming out soon. I'm hoping for it to be in stores before Christmas, and with a little bit of luck, and maybe if the creek don't rise, this is actually going to happen. In any case, tonight, what we are talking about is I'm trying to answer the questions that you have about how to get sun. I want to start the show off with some of the reasons that people are not getting sunshine. There are a lot more reasons than you would think. I mean, the obvious ones are that we've been told that the sun isn't good for us. Of course, it causes cancer. And as you saw in some of the previous shows or heard in some of the previous shows, actually it getting sun, even if you burn, which you shouldn't do, by the way, try not to burn. We don't want to burn because it does age your skin. And we don't know for sure that it doesn't cause cancer, but the research suggests that it's exactly the opposite, that even if you have burned your skin in the past, you are still better off to have gotten sun than not to have gotten sun. Getting sun seems to protect us in general from just about everything. So for those of you who are lucky enough to be able to convert cholesterol sulfate and into vitamin D3 easily, the sun is the single most important thing you could do besides eating clean to make sure that you live your life in the best health possible. So tonight, we're going to talk about some of the reasons that we have stopped getting sun first, and then we're going to talk about how do you actually go about getting sun, what's the safest way to do it, what are the things to avoid, and so forth. So let's begin. First of all, there are about 30,000 reasons why we don't get sun anymore. I'm just going to try to hit the highlights here. Of course, air conditioning is one of them. We try to avoid this. We end up avoiding the sun because we are trying to avoid the heat. A very interesting study in China in March of 2011 demonstrated something that the Chinese were actually calling air conditioning disease. And what they found out upon researching further, was that it was actually the result of getting less vitamin D, that people were getting ill. So it's kind of interesting. So increased use of multimedia. Teens are staying indoors increasingly more, especially dark-skinned children. Of course, there are tremendous issues around how much TV people are watching. Even by the time they are toddlers, there was an interesting study in May of 2010 about the significant rise in the number of hours that little children are watching TV. And then there's also a very interesting study just demonstrating that in 2010, we are spending significantly less time outdoors and the impact that that's having. We also have, of course, more indoor jobs. We have more office workers, fewer farmers. We don't go outside anymore because we don't need to. And not only has there been an increase, but there's been there was a 30% increase in 1950. So about a 70% increase they're predicting by the year 2050. That leaves only about 30% of us who do anything outside. Urban residents are 2 times less likely to get vitamin D than rural residents. Okay, another thing that keeps us indoors is that more people are living in cities. and there's much less ultraviolet light in the city than there is in the country. Air pollution reduces ultraviolet light, and there's more air pollution when we live in the city. And UVB light, which is what produces vitamin D, doesn't reflect off of buildings very well. It also doesn't shine through windows, which we'll see in a moment, although UVA light does, and that actually causes cancer. People today want whiter skin. This is another reason, especially women. And it's actually, and many women fear burning, but it looks like you are more likely to burn if you don't have enough vitamin D than if you have plenty of vitamin D. I can bear witness to this. I had not been lying out in the sun for about the last 4.5 years until I discovered this area of research. I don't know if I've ever burned, but I don't remember the last time my skin got burned. And I went to Florida a couple months before I discovered this whole amazing thing with the sun. And I only spent about an hour in the sun. I can remember spending all day in the sun and never, ever having to worry about burning. I was fried. I think it's because I just obviously didn't have enough vitamin D. My vitamin D was very low, 22. And that's very low. And in addition to which, I hadn't been out in the sun for 4 or 5 years. So I should have known. But I thought I was being careful because only laying out for an hour for me was actually not a lot of sun. Like I said, I've been able to stay out in the past and I don't remember ever burning. So I think that the whole thing about not having enough vitamin D on board and actually cause you to burn more easily is probably true. So then that becomes a vicious cycle. You don't want to burn, so you don't get outside. You don't get outside, so you're more likely to burn. How many times have we talked about vicious cycles? The antidote is to get outside, to do it very slowly, to build up very slowly, which is what I've done. So I started out building my tan, and initially I couldn't be out for longer than 15 minutes without starting to turn pink. And now if I wanted to, I think I could lay out probably for a couple of hours. My skin is nice and brown, and I think I could lay out for a couple of hours if I wanted to. Another reason for avoiding the sun is fear of skin cancer. And again, actually, you get enough vitamin D without getting a lot of sun. So you only need about a half an hour of sun in order to get 10,000 IU. I have this very cool app. It's called D-Minder, capital D, capital M-I-N-D-E-R. Highly recommend it. I'm going to talk about that later, but I love this thing. It really uses your location and the weather conditions in your location, and then you just plug in your parameters, what type of skin you have, and how long you are laying out in the sun, female versus male, age, I think it's typed in there. and it tells you exactly how many IUs of vitamin D you are getting. It's the coolest thing. It's called D-Minder. It's an app. You can get it on your phone. It's awesome. Most sunscreens, by the way, increase the growth of skin cancer. Interesting, right? First of all, they have aluminum in them. And I'm going to talk in a minute about some of the other things that they have that we really don't want to put on our skin. Actually, you get about 1,000 times more cancer by not having vitamin D. You also get significantly more cancer if you are using sunscreen than if you are not using sunscreen. So very counterintuitive, right? Definitely not what we've been told. Another reason that people get less sun is because they have, or less vitamin D from the sun, is because they have less cholesterol. So the skin has to have cholesterol sulfate in order to produce vitamin D sulfate. There is an overview of cholesterol and vitamin D from the show, let's see, I think it was 3 shows ago, and it will be labeled as such. So be sure and check that out. It talks about all the different types of cholesterol and the interaction between cholesterol and vitamin D and also sulfur, so check that out. But basically, the less cholesterol you get, the harder it is for your body to make vitamin D3. Vitamin D bioavailability is definitely linked, in other words, to cholesterol. There's some really good studies demonstrating that. Eating less cholesterol is harmless, other than the fact that it does reduce the likelihood that you will be able to create more vitamin D3, and you want to be able to do that. So the good sources of cholesterol are shellfish, lobster, shrimp, liver, probably eggs, all the things that your doctor has probably been telling you to cut back on. If you've got cholesterol issues, don't cut back on them. Definitely want to eat this thing. Another thing that increases the amount of vitamin D, or decreases the amount of vitamin D that we get, is being obese. Obese people need more vitamin D, significantly more. You can see a huge difference depending upon your BMI and the amount of vitamin D3 you get. Likewise, obese people also spend less time in the sun than non-obese people. There's probably an issue with the discomfort it causes. Could be psychologically or just physically. The livers of those who are obese don't function as well. They're already clogged typically. Obese individuals very often have something called a fatty liver, and making it difficult for the liver to do its job, which is to make cholesterol. And that's because they're getting in too many carbs and too much sugar, and the liver just doesn't know what to do with it and ends up getting sick. So that's another reason that people are getting less vitamin D. Another thing, a major contributor, are more soft drinks. Soft drinks use up calcium, and vitamin D has to have the calcium. Interesting study. Surfers in Hawaii who drank large amounts of cola soft drinks had very low levels of vitamin D, in spite of the fact that they had awesome tans. So you can be out in the sun, but if you are eating the wrong foods, and that's why this whole thing is so cool, it marries together my thinking for the last 4 or 5 years on food pollution. It marries it together with the whole idea of the sun. And my philosophy now is we need to be out in the sun, and we need to be eating foods that have been kissed by the sun. All right, so more soft drinks. I was saying I digress. More soft drinks. Also, too much fructose. And that reduces both serum and active vitamin D in rat studies. And rats are very much like us, unfortunately. They're really good subjects to be used to compare to humans, because they do, for whatever reason, genetically function a lot like we do. So too much fructose, that means slow way down on the soft drinks if you have a vitamin D deficiency. And hopefully that's going to help. High fructose corn syrup is probably one of the worst things you can do to yourself. And that's what they put in soft drinks. High fructose corn syrup consumes magnesium, or hypermetabolizes magnesium, and you have to have magnesium sulfate in order to absorb and create vitamin D3 sulfate as well. Okay, so the another thing that's decreasing the amount of D that we get is that our new meat, which is grain-fed instead of grass-fed, has far less vitamin D than the grass-fed meat. Same thing with eggs, chicken, sheep, pigs. It's a significant difference. It's 4 times less vitamin D than if we were eating grass-fed. So we really want to try to get that grass-fed as much as we can. Also, significantly less vitamin D from salmon, for example, if it is farm-raised rather than wild-caught. You always want to get wild-caught. Actually, farm-raised salmon is actually bad for you. It's so polluted that it actually ends up, there are no redeeming benefits. Sometimes there is a redeeming benefit from some polluted foods, but this is not one of them. Wild game, which has been outdoors all the time, has much more vitamin D, especially the organ meats. Those are the best meats to eat. I just made myself another big, humongous bowl of liver pate. I never liked liver in my life. Actually, I'd say I hated liver. The thought of it made me gag when I was a kid. But I'm eating it now because it is so good for you. And actually, it just tastes really good. I slow cooked it in some bone broth. And first of all, it takes a lot of the bitter taste out of it. And then I just made a liver pate with homemade mayonnaise and a little bit of lemon, which takes some of the bitterness out of it, garlic, and then chopped eggs. Actually, really delicious. Put it on toast. Oh, delicious. Okay, another thing that's keeping us from getting vitamin D are more drugs that consume or block vitamin D. So anti-seizure medications, which are being used all the time now to treat anxiety, Neurontin would be a good example. Also, corticosteroids like prednisone, AIDS drugs, Ortostat, Questran, Dilantin, phenobarbital, rifampin, steroids, calcium channel blockers, all of those are blocking the consumption of vitamin D. So if you're on a medication and you're treating an illness that could be related to a vitamin D deficiency, it's possible you may be treating it with a medication that's actually preventing you from ever getting well. Another vicious cycle, right? Another thing you want to be careful of is you don't really want to do mineral oil. That's not good for you. Or St. John's wort. If you have a vitamin D deficiency, nix the St. John's wort. It's not going to help you. Moving on. Using polyunsaturated fats also decrease the bioavailability of vitamin D3 sulfate. Don't want to use any polyunsaturated fats. No matter what your doctor tells you, no matter what you think, the best fats are the saturated fats like coconut oil, fats from ghee, lard from a 100% grass-fed animal. Olive oil is okay. It's pretty high in omega-6s, but it's still a good fat. Avocado, macadamia. Those are good oils to use, and those are all saturated oils, primarily saturated oils. Do not fall for all the hype and the ridiculousness about canola oil. It is one of the most damaging oils you could possibly use. It becomes rancid, and it actually is carcinogenic by the time it gets into our system. So avoid polyunsaturated fats, and you will hopefully increase your availability of vitamin D3 sulfate. Another thing that is messing with our vitamin D3 levels are the windows. In our homes, in our office buildings, as I mentioned earlier, UVA from the windows actually appears to destroy vitamin D. And there are other studies showing that it may increase your chances of skin cancer. Whereas with the UVB, which is the one we need, it's blocked by windows. So I don't know how that happens. I don't know how it lets the UVA in and keeps the UVB out, but apparently that's what it does. My research is pretty consistent on that, and it's just the opposite of what we want to have done. So it scares me to death. My poor little dad thinks he's in such a good situation because he has a solarium, and he sits in there all day long, and I do mean all day long, in front of the windows, and the whole thing is just nothing but windows. And I can't convince him that he needs to get outside and get some real sunshine because he keeps telling me, but I'm getting plenty of sunshine. Look at all this sunshine. Not so, Dad. You need to move outside, sweetheart. More and more wall space is devoted to windows in homes, offices, and public buildings, and this is not a good thing. I have a really good friend who does insulation, and he told me that it's much easier, cheaper to insulate buildings that are more window than not. That's why all the skyscrapers these days, plus the materials, I guess, are less expensive. But glass is not nearly as expensive, even though it's very, very technologically advanced these days. I was amazed at how many things glass could do. It's not nearly as expensive as using other materials. And so we can expect to see more of those unless you know the difference. So look for places to work and look for places to live where you have regular windows. Another thing that decreases our vitamin D is increased salt consumption. Decreases the magnesium and the calcium, and both impact vitamin D absorption. Fluoridated water is another thing that decreases magnesium, so that means it also decreases the vitamin D. Fluoridated water, I mean, we're understanding more and more how bad fluoride is. It may be good for your teeth. I'll tell you what's better for your teeth is just chewing to the xylitol gum or having a toothpaste that has xylitol in it. It fights cavities better than fluoride. So, and if you the gum is delicious. I use xylitol. I know I've told you this, but I use xylitol now for all of my baking. I just got done making barbecue sauce, and it's got xylitol in it. I used to use honey and maple syrup, and not anymore. The xylitol is awesome, and it doesn't raise the glycemic load, and I defy you not to love my barbecue sauce. It's just outrageous. Another thing that is decreasing vitamin D levels are strong magnetic fields. They reduce vitamin D levels probably from way too many MRIs and getting our teeth, our mouths x-rayed and our bones x-rayed, and we do way too much of that. PCBs also increase the chance of vitamin D deficiency, not by a lot, just a little bit, but still, every little bit counts, and it's about 3%. Roundup, this is a big one, Roundup, which is makes glyphosate, and its metabolites, and its metabolites decrease vitamin D. That's why eating organic is so important. And yeah, technically, we're not supposed to have Roundup on anything, but guess what? A version of Roundup still gets on all of your foods that aren't organic, and probably some of your foods that are. So it's really, really important to stay as far away from it as you can. Here's one that's interesting. I mean, this one kind of floored me. I just didn't get the flame retardants. Flame retardant clothes, mattresses, cushions. I just got rid of my old bed. And I know you're going to say, I always say this, which is probably true, but I feel so much better since I stopped sleeping on the old bed, which, by the way, did have a flame retardant. This one does not have a flame retardant. But how often, I mean, I don't smoke in my bed. If the house catches on fire, okay. I suppose my bed could catch on fire way before I notice that the house catches on fire, I suppose. But how likely is that, right? And please don't sell me any clothes for flame retardants. I'm hardly ever standing around with flames getting ready to catch my clothes on fire. In fact, when you can, buy organic cotton for clothing, not necessarily for beds. I did a lot of research on my new bed, which is called IntelliBed, by the way, and I found out that actually getting organic beds causes them to age faster, and cotton is probably better, which is the direction I went. I love this bed, by the way. It doesn't off-gas. Nothing in it can off-gas, which is just awesome. Anyway, flame retardants, clothing, mattresses, cushions, baby beds, baby mattresses, all of that stuff. Those flame retardants are dangerous. It's apparently nobody in other countries do not put flame retardants in their products. That's just us. Another thing that can reduce your vitamin D is having a condition that consumes vitamin D. So, for example, if you have cancer and you are in chemotherapy, that further reduces your vitamin B, which, again, another vicious cycle, will prevent you from getting well if vitamin D deficiency is part of what drove the cancer to begin with. MS can literally be prevented and treated by vitamin D. I have a great example of that in my practice. So I have a little vignette in my book describing that patient and her success getting vitamin D and learning how to eat clean. It's a pretty cool story. Stay tuned for the book when it comes out. Again, hoping the Sun Life Diet is going to be out in time for Christmas. Less liver. Yeah, I mentioned earlier I hated liver as a kid, and we've been told over and over again that liver is terrible. But you get 40 times more vitamin D from grass-fed beef liver than you do from grain-fed beef liver. 40 times. That's a lot. I'm definitely eating liver. Pretty much enjoying it, too. Less magnesium in foods. Magnesium, we have to have magnesium in order to utilize vitamin D, such, you know, for example, in our bones. In addition to cholesterol sulfate, vitamin D3 sulfate, we also appear to have a magnesium sulfate deficiency. I've been using this product line, these magnesium product lines from Dr. Ron's Ultra Pure. I take a supplement called MSM that I got from Dr. Ron's, which I really like. Also, his shampoo, his body wash, all has MSM in it. his body cream all has body MSM in it. Really, really like that stuff. Another way to get your magnesium is Epsom salt, because that's mostly magnesium. You can soak in it, which is a great idea. Really, really relaxing. Taking magnesium at night is a huge part of what allows me to fall asleep. Magnesium is very relaxing. Okay, moving on. Another reason that we don't get enough vitamin D is that more of us are seniors, and seniors get about four times less vitamin D from the sun than youth. They just don't they don't create as much cholesterol sulfate in the skin. The older we get, apparently, the harder it is for us to do that. But that doesn't mean anything, folks. All that means is that you just have to try harder to create more cholesterol sulfate. It's not that you can't create it. It's just that you have to be more mindful of it and take steps to make sure that you do create more cholesterol sulfate. Excessive clothing, of course, is another one. So if you are wearing a burqa, I don't know too many nuns anymore who wear habits, but I'm sure there are nuns in some parts of the country in the world that do. But the more clothing you wear, the more likely you are to be eliminating sources of vitamin D. It gets worse the farther from the equator we get, because people wear more clothing to stay warm. If you have a condition that prevents you from absorbing vitamin D3, such as you've had bariatric surgery, you had colon cancer, maybe you have irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn, anything that causes your gut to leak, gluten intolerance, celiac disease, for sure cystic fibrosis is another one. Also fat malabsorption. If you look at your poop after you go to the bathroom and it's floating, it probably is a problem. You're probably not absorbing enough vitamin D. It should sink and look kind of like toothpaste, only from a big tube. Let's see, another one. If you have a condition that prevents the conversion of vitamin D3 to active, which is sulfated vitamin D3, sometimes you can have a kidney issue. HIV patients have a lot of trouble with the conversion process. Or another condition is pregnancy. We need a lot more vitamin D before, during, and after pregnancy. This isn't a condition, but dark-skinned people have to get much more sun, which I've mentioned in other shows, in order to absorb the same amount of vitamin D. And finally, surgery and trauma can limit the amount of vitamin D3, finally for conditions. Lactose intolerance, veganism. If you're getting milk that is low fat, no fat, then they took all the vitamin D, the natural vitamin D, out of it, which we lose a lot of it pasteurizing it. The best milk is raw milk. You get the only sulfated version of vitamin D3 in raw milk. I belong to a cow share. And I've just been getting the butter because I have a tendency to be lactose intolerant. But I am going to go back to drinking a little bit of, if I can tolerate it, the milk again, just to see what happens, because that is the only source of already sulfated vitamin D3. Isn't that amazing? I mean, everything is perfect if we just didn't mess with it. So we take all the fat out of the milk. And then we have to add vitamin D, and we add vitamin D2, which actually is completely useless, actually worse than useless, causes problems because it prevents us from then absorbing vitamin D3 when we do expose ourselves. We do have it available. So that's what they do to our milk. They take the good vitamin D out, put the bad vitamin D back in, and then they use the really good stuff, the fat, and make ice cream out of it. In the meantime, they pasteurize it, ultra-pasteurize it, and ruin the protein in it, so it's useless. It's actually worse than useless. Some people avoid the sun because they have health reasons. They may already have skin cancer or because they burn easily. We also work way too long in this country. We are the hardest working, longest working developed nation in the world. Next to Mexico. Mexico is the only country that works longer hours than we do. And guess what? They have more obesity and they are almost as sick as us, not quite, but almost as sick as we are. Living farther away from the equator is a problem. Guess what? This is so interesting. SADS is 10 times more likely in Seattle than it is in Miami. How about that? Seasonal affective disorder, for if you don't know, SADS. DDT and some of the other pesticides in our body reduce the vitamin D3, not significantly, but nonetheless, it does. DDT and its metabolites does reduce the amount of serum vitamin D3. And finally, smoking reduces calcium, which again prevents us from absorbing the vitamin D3. So what to do? What to do? What it boils down to is that the sun is not just good for us, it's vital to our survival. In a study looking at 38,472 women from 1991 and 1992, they were aged 30 to 49. They were monitored for 15 years. Looking at the frequency of sunbathing and vacations, the researchers found that increased sunburn frequency was associated with reduced all-cause mortality. There's another study involving 16,500 people, and they looked at weather statistics and found that a 60% increased risk of stroke for those with the lowest sun exposure. We definitely need the sun. So steps you can take: get regular sun and learn how to monitor your vitamin D3 levels is my first suggestion. There are some really good ways to figure out how much sun you should be getting. There are a number of organizations that have figured out a rating scale, so all the way from 1 to 6. So 1 if your weight, very fair, and there, you can see this in the slide right now, all the way down to 6 if you are Black, a person of color. So that tells you how much sun you should be getting, and based on that rating scale. There are other factors as well that can really affect the amount of vitamin D that your body is taking in. The amount of skin you expose, the more you expose, the more vitamin D you can produce. How old you are, whether you're wearing sunscreen, don't wear sunscreen. It's really bad for you. What you should do instead of wearing sunscreen is use coconut oil. It turns out that, according to Bruce Feith, coconut oil only lets in about 10% of the burning rays, the UVB rays. The rest of it screens out. It's really good for your skin. And it blocks apparently all of the UVA rays. So use coconut, and it doesn't have aluminum in it, obviously. Use a really good, it goes a long way, it lasts a long time. Sometimes it doesn't even wash off when you get wet, but use coconut oil. It's cheaper than sunscreen, and it has none of the carcinogens. And it actually is good for your skin, so use coconut oil. Another factor that determines how much sun you're getting is the cloudiness, the altitude, how much air pollution there is. And that's what that DMinder app that I mentioned earlier does. It looks at your geographic location and factors those things in. It's really cool, and it tells you how much vitamin D you're getting in a period of time. Whether or not you are behind glass, again, glass blocks all UVB, so you don't make any vitamin D when you're in the sunlight if you're behind glass. Given all of these variables, it really can get complicated. That's why I love that app. And it makes it so much simpler. But you can also go online and figure out how much vitamin D you're getting by using the same variables. So it's not impossible to figure it out. The app is free, so it's a kind of a no-brainer to just, you know, use the app, again, called DMinder, DMinder. The amount of sunlight for people of color does vary considerably. I don't know if you knew this, but we all started out at the equator. We all had dark skin. Then the farther away we got from the equator, the lighter our skin became and the less melanin we needed to protect against the burning rays, which are the UVB rays. So it's confusing. The UVB rays are what I want you to get more of, but those are the burning rays. The UVA rays are the rays that age your skin. And UVB can cause cancer, but that's only if you get too much of it. So you have to build up your tolerance in order to keep increasing the amount of UVB rays. If you're not burning, you're okay. If you're starting to burn, you're not okay. So don't burn. Today, in people of color, they have significantly higher rates of cancer, although the rates dropped for cancer for most African American. I'm sorry, today in the U.S., people of color have significantly higher rates of cancer, although they did drop in 2013, and heart disease. If you are a person of color, the research says you'll need 5 times more exposure because your melanin, the melanin in your skin, is doing such a good job of protecting you from the sun. This is really important for people of color because vitamin D3 drives so many illnesses, and there is an increase in cancer as well as an increase in heart disease among people of color. So pay a lot of attention and make a concerted effort to get more sunshine. While rates are climbing for the population at large for all of these diseases, the fact that they are climbing so much faster for people of color is another really important data point from my point of view that just reinforces the importance of sunshine as a means of prevention. Another suggestion, and I've mentioned this several times, get the app DMinder. Very cool. You can go online. It's free. Easy to download. Take vacations that involve the sun. Take up a sport that's played outdoors. Get up with the sun. Go to bed earlier. If you get up with the sun or as early as possible and you let your body experience bright sunshine as early as possible, you sleep better. It sets your circadian rhythm in a way that's really, really helpful. Have you ever wondered why when you go to the beach, when you do an ocean vacation or a beach or a pool vacation, you sleep so much better? That's why. Because you got really good sunshine. You probably got up earlier because you wanted to be outside because you're in a resort and you sleep so much better. Well, part of the reason is because the sun is a very good way of resetting our circadian rhythm. What we do too often is we stay up half the night with an electronic device, which totally confuses your circadian rhythm. And then we sleep late and the whole vicious cycle begins again. Volunteer for something, some sort of community activity that takes place outdoors or habitat. Become a big sister or a big brother and spend the time outdoors with your little sister or little brother. If you work third shift, I know this sounds obnoxious and I'm not trying to be insensitive, but I would consider changing shifts if it's at all possible. It's that bad for you. The research on third shift, it doesn't matter what you look at, it's not good. If you can't change shifts, do the best you can to get as many different sources of vitamin, or to get vitamin D in from as many different sources as possible. Make sure that your diet is pristinely clean and get plenty of cholesterol. You live in the city, get out of it every chance you get. City dwellers get less sun and in general are less healthy. So get out to the country if you live in the city. Get your vitamin D levels checked regularly. There's more and more opportunity to do that yourself. I don't know how reliable those are, but there's Vitamin D Wiki is a great website to visit. I highly recommend going there. And when you do go there, they have a vitamin D checker that you can order if you sign up for their study, which you should do. I did. I think it's a great study. It's just designed to help us figure out, you know, what's going on with vitamin D, and I think it'll provide a lot of information. So that's one way to check, or just go to your doctor every few months, and it's a really simple blood draw. It's not expensive. You get the results almost immediately, and it may or may not be covered by your insurance, but it is covered by mine. But if it isn't, it's still worth knowing. And finally, invest in a UVB lamp. I can't say enough good things about a UVB lamp. I mean, they are really helpful. They really work. You can get about 500 IU of vitamin D3 in 1 minute. That's a great deal. I get about 5,000 IU of vitamin D in 10 minutes with my UVB lamp. I think it's awesome. There's really, it's very hard to create vitamin D3 toxicity. You can, in theory, you can overdose if you take too much vitamin D3 supplement. In general, people say no more than 10,000 IU per day, but there's a lot of new research that suggests that may not be true. However, just to be safe, stay under 10,000 IU of vitamin D3. Don't ever supplement with vitamin D2. It's worse than useless. It's actually not good for you. There are some people who should not supplement with vitamin D. If you have a very high calcium level, if you have hyperparathyroidism, This is not the same as hyperthyroidism, it's hyperparathyroidism. If you're tanned and bronzed all over from getting plenty of sun, you could oversupplement. If your vitamin D level is within the recommended levels and you don't take vitamin, you didn't take vitamin D to get there, you may want to take less vitamin D. And if certainly if you have any calcifications, you want to be careful with your supplementation of vitamin D. There are certain medical conditions, high calcium levels, I think I mentioned that, active hyperparathyroidism, sarcoidosis, tuberculosis, calcifications, and if, of course, if you know you have a vitamin, an allergy to vitamin D, then you don't want to supplement with it. In general, the recommendations by the Vitamin D Council are infants 1,000 IU a day, children 1,000 IU a day, and adults 5,000 IU a day. The Endocrine Society is less, significantly less, about half all of those amounts, and the Food and Nutrition Board is like crazy. I'm not even going to read what they say because it's ridiculously low. So there you have it. Get out in the sun. The reasons we're not getting out in the sun, if you're experiencing some of those reasons, or hopefully you just found it interesting, maybe there's something you can do about some of those things. If you can't get out in the sun as much as you need to, make sure that you get, you know, that you supplement with vitamin D3, a good vitamin D3. Make sure that you eat the foods that are high in cholesterol sulfate because that will help you to absorb vitamin D3. Use magnesium. Check your vitamin D3 levels regularly to make sure that you're keeping up and that they're where you want them to be. In the meantime, eat clean, commit to be fit, and get out in the sun. See you next week. Thank you for all your feedback. Please keep it coming. I hope this is what you were asking about when you wanted to know more about sunshine. And let us know how you felt about the show. We really, really appreciate the feedback. Pay very close attention to what you say you want more of. And look forward to being here again next week. Good night.